KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. For a moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Okay, so another very popular one is cucumbers. Cucumbers grow, you know, they'll grow crazy if you let them. Now, they have a number of companion plants, which one of them is the corn, like we just discussed. But pole beans, dill, nasturtium, oregano, certain types of chili peppers, radishes, sunflowers. So again, a lot of these kind of mix together, but they all benefit other plants. It's not just using them for their fruit. It's helping the others grow together. So let's get into some details here. So the beans, they actually will add some nutrients, which will aid in the cucumber growth and reduce pests from coming in there. The bean flowers actually attract pollinators that both the beans and cucumbers can share, right? That they both use. But the beans and a cucumber could also share a support, right? So when my family was in Maine, when my dad put a garden out, you know, we went big with the garden. It was like that saying, go big or go home. Well, we went big. Now, I've seen some gardens out there with some certain trellises, but my father would take an 8-foot section of chain link fence and put it at the end of certain beds. And that's where the cucumbers would grow. That's where the beans would grow. And it would be half and half. You wouldn't see the ugly look of it most of the year, but it would be there. But it was big. I mean, we're talking 8x8 section. It just covered them. You had cucumbers and beans all over, right? But you do that, and they can support each other while the beans are supporting the cucumbers by adding to the soil. Now, having the corn and cucumbers together can actually reduce cucumber insects by about 50%, right? Versus when a cucumber grows by itself. So having corn and cucumber together, they're going to work well to allow them to have less pests. Now, I mentioned with the peppers before, the nasturtium. You know, that one's a big one when it comes to cucumbers because it will trap. It's a trap plant, right? It will get the cucumber beetles, squash bugs, squash beetles, white flies, and aphids away from cucumbers. So it'll pull them away from the plant. And the nasturtium we're planting, it would be great to have the flowers because you'll get the pollinators. But it's that one right there is one that you plant just for the idea of helping protect. Another one that will repel the cucumber beetle, which a lot of people will get, would be planting radishes. You know, I'm actually a big fan of radishes. I love the tangy taste of them. I know a lot of people don't like them, but I'm a big one for that. So, few more plants here I want to discuss. I think it's very beneficial for you to know going into next season which plants you can plant together versus, you know, which plants you shouldn't. I'm giving you a great list of what you should be planting together. And another day, another time, we'll talk about what not to plant together in the garden. But lettuce. Lettuce is a crop that you probably grow multiple times throughout the season. And so you really want it to be successful. But if you have insects, you have damage, it's going to cause it so you only have one growing season of it. So it's not just, you know, it's not just like we want it to be more than just once. It's not a one and done type plant. So lettuce loves alyssum, chives, garlic, onions, oregano, peas, radishes, and thyme. Now, I want to go into more detail here, but we're going to head to a break here. So if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark's is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars, see them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's Carl Brower Cars on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Is your fridge covered in yellow sticky notes? Do you still use an old-fashioned calendar with so much writing on it you can't even read what you've written? Well, parents, listen up. If you're having trouble keeping up on your kids' soccer practices and after-school activities, tech expert Carly Knobloch has details on Amazon's Kindle Scribe.
They're going to love this new note-taking companion that feels like writing on real paper. It's the Kindle Scribe. So imagine a Kindle, an e-ink reading device that everyone's familiar with, but now you can write on it. So it's a digital notebook that lets you take notes, create to-do lists, and plan your week all in one place. You can also convert handwritten notes to text, and you can also write in the margins of books that you're reading or on documents or PDFs that you're reading. So now you can really take notes wherever inspiration strikes.
Find the Kindle Scribe on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is Paul P. Garden Club at gmail.com. Again, Paul P. Garden Club at gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you guys. We're talking about companion plants in your veggie garden in particular right now. I've gone over a few. And before the break, I gave you an idea of lettuce, right? And I gave you the companion plants. Now I want to go over what they do to help that lettuce in particular. Now, alyssum. Alyssum is an annual type flower that you can plant there. But when it is planted with lettuce, it can actually help control aphids. And aphids are one that go after lettuce. Now, the chives, garlic, and onion, all really close to the same here. They deter aphids mostly, but other pests as well by, again, masking the scent of the plant there. Let's see. The one issue that happens with lettuce is the cutworms. If you plant onions near it, it can actually lead to fewer cutworms in the area. Peas, as we mentioned before with cucumbers, they add nitrogen to the soil, so it will help benefit the plants around them anyways. The radishes again, these here are a trap crop for the lettuce, and what they do is they attract the pests away from the lettuce, and they'll also enhance overall crop productivity. Excuse me. So it's just that, you know, all of these things kind of wind together, and I mentioned onions being one of these companion plants. Well, onions are also, they also need companion plants to be successful. So they're working together. Now, onions, they do well with beets, cabbage, carrots, chard, lettuce, as we mentioned, strawberries, and tomatoes. So having those guys might work to benefit them. You know, marigolds is another one. Marigolds is a very popular one as a companion plant. I didn't bring it up till now. I should have. Marigolds I think of as a pest, like a bunny repellent. But they can also be used on a number of plants to be their companion plant to help them as a pest control. You know, marigolds will actually reduce egg laying of the onion maggot fly on onions. Marigolds will also reduce nematodes in the soil and prevent root knot from like something like carrots, right? So it's, you know, the marigolds aren't for every plant, but there are multiple uses, not just a bunny repellent. A lot of people talk about when there's bunny issues, planting marigolds on the outside and keeping the bunnies out. Bunny's hungry enough, it's going to eat something, right? So one that I didn't really touch on, which is a very popular plant that everybody grows, almost everybody, is tomatoes. What plants grow well with tomatoes? Well, there's asparagus, there's basil, there's beans, there's borage, celery, marigolds again, parsley, radish, rosemary, thyme. Well, these guys are great ones to plant with your tomato plants. And so, you know, it's radishes on here a lot. Let's make it, I'm just saying radish. They're a go-to veggie here. Anyways, so what does the basil do? We you know, when I think of basil and a tomato, I think of the caprese salad. I think of the tomato, basil, and mozzarella, and some vinaigrette right on there. That just making me hungry right now. But that basil will again make the tomato healthier. It releases volatiles that prime the tomato's defense system and will actually enhance its responding to when there's an issue and a pest attacks it. So it's kind of like it's armor, if you will. It's protecting and helping that tomato plant be stronger. A couple others real quick. Borage, they attract the parasitic wasp that attacks aphids and the hornworm. It also attracts pollinators and enhances the tomato growth, taste, and disease resistance when intercropped. And then radishes is another trap crop for the flea beetles and the pest of a young tomato seedling. So just some cool stuff to discuss. We got to take another break. We'll be back in a few.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use.
So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
To digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
60 seconds of service.
Army veteran Tony Johnson plays a leading role in monthly food distribution events coordinated by the nonprofit Soldiers Angels. Each gathering provides roughly 75 pounds of groceries to veteran families in the Orlando area, many of whom are struggling with rising costs and limited resources. Johnson helps manage logistics, welcome attendees, and distribute goods with dignity and warmth. He sees these events not merely as charity, but as a way to build community resilience, ensuring veterans and their families know they're not alone.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to understand the in-depth politics and profits that will be sweeping the United States in the wake of Trump's Venezuela adventure, join us on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can text or call that number. You can also email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I want to welcome all the new listeners that are out there. We got a bunch of new stations that have joined us as of the beginning of the year. So welcome. I am here to help you out with all your gardening problems. And it's not just problems. I'd love to hear your successes. Everybody learns from each other's, you know, issues when it comes to the garden and their successes. Now, everybody should learn from other issues too to move on, but that's a different show, different topic. But I'm here to help you out. Call us, email us, whichever, and we'll talk about it on the show and give you some ideas of what you could be doing. We're really talking about thinking spring. Where I am in New England, it feels like this past week it snowed a bunch. We did have a bit of a warm-up, which was nice, but the beginning of the week in the previous week was real cold and snowy. And so I've just been thinking of ways to forget about what's going on outside, right? That's snow. Oof. You know, I know it serves a purpose, and I know not everybody in the country gets snow. But when you have it, it's just like, ugh, it's a downer. So let's think of some happy thoughts. Let's think of some good things to think about for this upcoming spring. Now, before we get into some more details of what you can be doing this time of year, if you want to listen to a previous show or you want to hear parts of this show that you might have missed, on Monday afternoons, everything's released to a podcast, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be Apple or Spotify. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to find it. We have a couple, 2 hours per week come out, and you'll be able to get it, like I said, Monday afternoons, and then you can hear the show on your time, right? So, let's move on. Let's think about what we can be doing in January. Well, I look at it from things that I can do in Massachusetts. I feel like there's not much I can do, especially with the snow on the ground. But if you're in an area that doesn't have snow on the ground and you have a garden that you're thinking about getting ready, maybe you're a little more south to the soil. Then where the snow line is. Think about what you can do to your garden. Whether it be, you know, fill in some of those garden spaces. Whether it be, you know, statues, lighting, or some place to attract birds. We mentioned earlier with the hornworm how it doesn't, when there are a lot of birds in the area, it usually doesn't exist because they're being picked off. Well, if you can create an area now for the birds to be attracted to that garden, think about what it's going to do to benefit your plants long term. Now, if you have blueberries, you have certain plants, you might not want to attract the birds there because blueberries, they love to eat those berries and a number of other plants as well. So, some give and take here. You can also start to, if you're in an area where the ground is, you know, not frozen, you know, in the south, this would be a good time to put some organic fertilizers in the garden to get it ready for that next season. Adding the nutrients, adding organic material might be beneficial for you. New England, northern part of the country, we're probably still waiting about 3-4 months before we get into that. But it's something to be thinking about. What we've been talking about is companion plants, but what else can you decide and begin planning for your garden in 2026? Is it a, you know, English garden? Is it a rose garden? Is it a perennial garden? Is it a garden that helps reduce mosquitoes because you're sick of going outside and having them all over you? You know, those are some things to be thinking about where we want to get these things done now. Think about it and say, all right, I'm going to have this ready for next season. Right? So it's also a good time. Your garden centers out there are resetting. They're getting into that next season. A lot of them have just gotten done with Christmas. They've cleaned up a lot of it. They're getting their new indoor inventory in stock. And so go to a garden center that has a big greenhouse. Walk around. It's always 70 degrees in a nice greenhouse at a garden center, right? Or at least it should be, just about 70. You can walk around there, see all the new plants. You know, houseplants are a big one during the winter months. And what we consider a houseplant in the northern part of the country might be just a plant that's outside in the southern part of the country. And so, hey, you're in Florida, you're in Georgia, Texas, you might be able to go to the garden center and see some of these. Whereas we got to go into a greenhouse and to warm up, but to also see some of these plants. And it's a great time of year to invest in some of those house plants. They do wonders for yourself, the feel, the air, and just an overall just good feeling that plants bring to your home. All right. The other thing you can be doing is a lot of garden centers are, they still have herbs in their garden centers, right? They're not big ones, they're smaller ones, but maybe it's like, oh, maybe I have a windowsill that I can use. Maybe I have a very sunny window. I want to have some herbs inside and grab them from a garden center. Right. I know the garden center I work for, Mahoney's Garden Center, we have herbs throughout the year. You know, they've really made a push to make sure more herbs are there because you can use them all year, depending upon how you take care of them, right? So, just something to be looking at when you go to a garden center near you. The other thing is, maybe it's time to repot some of those houseplants that you had, right? You didn't do it this fall when you brought the plants indoors because it was going to be too cold. You said, you know what? I'm going to wait. Well, what are you waiting for now? There's not much going on outside. You can't really mow the lawn. You can't do some of those things out here. Why don't you repot your houseplants that have outgrown those pots? You know, usually go up just one more size. If you're going from a 6-inch pot, you go from a 6 to an 8. You don't go from a 6 to a 12. You go to a 6 to a 7, 8, maybe a 10. You'll only go up that next size because we don't want to overwhelm your plant. We also don't want it to just stay in that area. We want it to expand. So that's why we want to repot some of our plants. Now, in areas that haven't gotten snow, or maybe the snow's thawing out because we've had some warm weather. If you have some of the leaves on your lawn still, maybe it's a good opportunity to clean up those areas. You know, I have in my yard, we did a lot of work. For those of you just learning, you're just joining us on the show, I did a lot of work on my outside over the past couple months. We took down probably close to 40 trees. I would say 75%+ had some sort of issues. We're near wetlands, so a lot of them had soggy roots and were starting to fall. So we wanted to protect the area. And I couldn't get all the trees that I wanted to get taken down. Well, a couple weeks ago, I swear it was like hurricane force winds in our area. I had a couple trees on the opposite side of the property that had some damage. They had some branches fall. One of them, the top fell, basically, it hasn't fallen yet, but it's split. And it's coming down, just haven't, where it's at in the location, I just can't get to it. But we have a lot of sticks. We have a lot of debris on the house. So with some of that warm up, or if you have a cleaned area where it's not a lot of snow and you can get to them, clean up some of that debris and get it off the lawn, right? The leaves as well. We've talked about one of the reasons why we don't leave the leaves on the lawn. We leave the leaves in the gardens. We don't leave them on the lawn because it can, in the long term, it can cause snow mold. It can cause other types of fungus going on your lawn. And so cleaning them up while you have a chance over the next couple months, if there's no snow on the ground, clean those things up. Because I know, at least in the area that I am, that windstorm we had, there were a lot of trees that fell in the area. And so I know a lot of you probably have some of those same things. Okay. So what else can we really be doing? You know, the big thing here is just planning out. I look at, you know, a lot of different websites with different veggies and herbs to look at. I love looking at the Burpee website. You know, Burpee website has so much information about each individual variety of of fruit or veggie. Now, you can go in with tomatoes. There's like hundreds of different varieties. And it has particular information about each. It is a huge database of information. I use it so often to get information, not only to pass to you, but just in general knowledge, right? So spending these winter months preparing for spring to make it so it's not so down in the dumps. January is the like one of the worst months in the year when it comes to how people feel. A lot of people get more depressed, right? It's colder. There's not as much going on outside. The sun isn't up for as long. It goes down earlier, all these things. So let's think these happy things. And my happy place is plants. My happy place is talking about the garden and helping everyone be successful. Now, really cool story that happened to me this past week. My daughter, my oldest daughter, Katie, plays basketball during the winter months. And we were walking out, and one of her friend's dad was there, and I hadn't met him before, seen him in passing. And he's like, "Hey, last name is Parent. You're Katie's dad. And was your dad Paul Parent?" And I was like, "Yeah, it is." He goes, "I grew up listening to your father." And I was just like, wow, okay. Just take it back, right? And then he said, "You know, my father still listens to you. And he tells me about you. Tells me about the stuff on air. Because he listened for years." And now I just was taken back, and we just started talking about the show and everything. And it was so cool to just somebody else that listened to my dad. And I was joking with my daughter. I didn't even get to say the joke that I always say with people. They're like, "I've been listening to your father for years." And I always look at him and say, "Well, I've been trying not to listen to him for years." But it was just one of those moments where it was like, this is why I'm doing this. To really just help everybody out. So, Mr. Vaspaloli, I just butchered your name. I've practiced the last name for 100 times. I'm glad you're listening. Any questions ever, let me know. We'll help you out. Now we're going to take a break, come back, wrap up the show. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with a schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iccars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. you'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's Carl Brower Cars on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. Law.com.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now, I think we had a great show about thinking about the future for the spring, and went into some details that I really haven't discussed before. You know, the companion plants, I've talked about, oh yeah, plant this and plant this. But I haven't gone into detail about what they do. And I think it's very important to know these things when we're growing, you know, specifically vegetable gardens, and how each one can work together and make a successful garden. You know, I talk about during the winter months houseplants and creating humidity and grouping plants together. And it's kind of just whatever plants you have, group them together. They want the humidity. And we're creating that environment versus, you know, when we talk with the veggies, we're very specific. We're not creating humidity because humidity actually isn't as good of a thing when it comes to those plants. But it's amazing how plants can work together to make others in their garden successful. It's just a really cool thing to think about when it comes down to it. That specific plants, when planted together, are going to prevent insects, which will help prevent diseases, but it will also bring pollinators to make your plants stronger because they're not only pollinated, but the surrounding plants are pollinated to allow for the whole garden to thrive. It's just such a cool, you know, look at it. You know, we kind of look at it, right? How's this going to fix this? How's this going to fix this? But let's look at the big picture. Let's look at the big picture when it comes to the garden. Right now we're talking about the veggie garden, but there are other things when you talk about perennials, shrubs, trees, that are just like that. All comes down to working together and bringing other beneficial and bringing other, you know, insects, whether it be beneficial or pollinators, to those areas to help you succeed. So it's just really cool how it works together. Now, I mentioned that, you know, I look at specific websites during the month of January, February, try to get some ideas. I'm actually headed to a trade show in Baltimore, where I'm going to be looking for some great ideas to bring back to you. Different garden centers. There's whether it be statuary or, you know, Christmas trees for next year, all those things. I'm going to this for a couple days to really get educated, see what else I can buy for the garden center I work for. But it's also, I'm going there for the education that I will from all these vendors there saying, this is what's going on for this year. This is what's going on here. So I can bring it back to you guys. So I'm really looking forward to this event and to be able to bring more to you. Last year, I brought you some information about proven winter plants, some different hydrangeas that were coming out this year. Hopefully I can get some more information, see what's coming out this year to let you guys know on that. But, you know, it's exciting to be educated in this area. And I hope that you feel that way too. I want you guys to be successful in the garden. So the end of the day, my goal for you is we work hard on the garden early. When we want to enjoy it later in the season, usually in June, July, August, we don't have to work very hard. Let's work hard now. Let's look at it and say, these are the things we're going to do to be successful. And then during those times, take our break, enjoy the fruits of our labor, and then get back into it later in the season to put everything to bed and enjoy getting ready again. It's a big circle, right? Anyways, that's going to do it for today. I really appreciate everybody for listening. Everybody who's new, everybody who's been here, thanks for listening. We will be back next week. And if you want to call or email us during the week, that'd be great. Phone number is 339-645-0201. Our email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Till next week, get out there, possibly in there, plant something, be good to each other. I'll talk at you guys next week. Have a great one. We'll see you.
your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to understand the in-depth politics and profits that will be sweeping the United States in wake of Trump's Venezuela adventure, join us on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota says elected Democrats in his state have a poor track record when it comes to rooting out fraud.
The fraud is staggering. Under Tim Walz, our governor, and our attorney general, Ellison, for the last 7 years. I mean, we started with the $250 million Feeding Our Future pandemic fraud case, largest pandemic fraud case in the country.
Congressman Emmer was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it's a tragedy that Renee Good was shot by a federal immigration office during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis. However, she condemns using this incident to incite anger against law enforcement.
They are making her a martyr. You know, she is now the Minnesota woman to the Maryland man. And you will continue to see Democrats make her an idol, a godlike figure for their movement, and the star of their show in this anti-ICE rhetoric that is heating up and is causing violent attacks, threats against our law enforcement.
The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a deal easing sanctions on Taiwanese imports in exchange for that country investing some $250 billion in U.S. chip manufacturing. Bob Agnew has more.
It's the latest example of how President Trump's tariffs can work in favor of U.S. workers. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, TSMC, announced plans this week to increase capital spending by nearly 40% this year. Some of that is going to speed up construction of new plants in Arizona. Bob Agnew reporting.
A blast of winter weather has brought snowfall and sub-freezing wind chills across the Midwest and East Coast, as well as near freezing temperatures in parts of the South. The National Weather Service said Saturday that below-average temperatures were forecast for the central and eastern part of the country this weekend and into early next week. News and analysis at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
An investigation is launched into Venezuela's acting president.
Delcy Rodriguez, Venezuela's acting president, in an address on Friday talking about her country's oil reserves and attracting investment. Rodriguez became acting president after the U.S. military went into the country and captured Nicolas Maduro to face drug trafficking charges. But an Associated Press investigation has discovered that Rodriguez has been on the radar of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration for years. And in 2022, she was labeled a priority target. I'm Donna Warder.
The White House has released the names of some of the leaders who will play a role in overseeing next steps in Gaza. Also Friday, the Palestinian Committee, set to govern Gaza under U.S. supervision, has met for the first time in Cairo and pledged to get work done very quickly there. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on Kiana Underwood, a former Nickelodeon star who was tragically killed in a hit-and-run accident over the weekend.
Police in New York City say Kiana Underwood, a former Nickelodeon child star, was killed Friday in a hit-and-run in Brooklyn. She was 33. According to police, Underwood was crossing an intersection in Brownsville when a black Ford Explorer SUV hit her. In the morning, while lying on the street, she was then subsequently struck by another car, a black and gray sedan. Police say both drivers left the scene and they are investigating. Underwood starred in Nickelodeon's popular children's sketch comedy show All That over 7 episodes in 2005. Julie Walker, New York.
You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just a poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Morning, gardeners. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I've got about another hour left in the show. And I'll be here to try and help you out and be successful in the garden with any questions or tips to help you be successful, as I said, in the garden this upcoming year. Now, we have multiple ways to get hold of us. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can call or text that phone number. And then the other way to get a hold of us is via email. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub paulp@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. That way you can send some pictures, a bunch of information, and it's at any time you want. It doesn't have to be just during the show hours. So we'll put it on an upcoming show. Now, great conversation about, you know, specifically the hornworm and what it does and what it can happen, but plants as companions with peppers. Now, I want to get into companion plants for the vegetables that you're already growing. And I'm not talking specifically ones that are going to prevent the hornworm like this, but it's going to help benefit and the growth, the flavor, everything to it. So going to go through a list of some different plants that you might be growing in your yard that could do well with some companion plants planted near it, so that it can help prevent pests, but it can also bring pollinators, it can help the soil, all these different things. So I want to start with carrots, right? Who doesn't love carrots? So carrots have a number of different plants that will actually be great companions for it. There are chives, there's leeks, onions, peas, radishes, rosemary, sage, and savory. But to just give you a little bit of information, you know, chives and leeks, what they might do is they might repel the carrot fly through odor masking the interference. The sage, the odor again, alters that carrot fly behavior and potentially helps protect the carrots by disrupting the fly's host finding ability. Now the big one, the savory, this one will significantly reduce carrot psyllid, aphids, nematodes, and again that carrot fly. So, you know, those are just a couple things that will help protect that carrot just by being there. And you're not spraying something, you're not doing anything, they're just there. Okay? Now, corn. We know corn takes a long time to grow in the garden. Love to have something near it so that, you know, you're not always constantly looking for something that's attacking it. Now, corn itself would love to have some companions, where there's the bean, which is the pole beans, cucumbers, dill, geranium, peas, potatoes, squash, or sunflowers. Now, the beans, when they are with corn, they increase the yield and soil fertility. So it's going to help benefit the corn in multiple ways. And beans take some time as well, so it's not going to be just a couple weeks and done. Now the pole beans can actually climb and support corn and squash at the same time. They'll shield the soil, they'll deter pests and suppress weeds. And some of those insects like the squash vine borers really could affect it. And so pole beans can actually grow right on them there. Now the geranium, those will attract Japanese beetles, but the toxins paralyze them, reducing the beetles' pressure on the corn itself, on the silks, right? Because that's where the Japanese beetles go. It's not on the corn, it's the corn silks that's on the plant. Now, potatoes, they are underground, right? They are using that space to complement the corn's shallow roots. They stabilize the soil around it, and then they will shade the ground as part of it. Now, the sunflowers, they can attract a lot of ladybugs, right? Ladybugs are great beneficial insects to have in the garden that will go after aphids, mites, those types of insects, okay? So, another very popular one is cucumbers. Cucumbers grow, you know, they'll grow crazy if you let them. Now, they have a number of companion plants, which one of them is the corn, like we just discussed. But pole beans, dill, nasturtium, oregano, certain types of chili peppers, radishes, sunflowers. So again, a lot of these kind of mix together, but they all benefit other plants. It's not just using them for their fruit. It's helping the others grow together. So let's get into some details here. So the beans, they actually will add some nutrients, which will aid in the cucumber growth and reduce pests from coming in there. The bean flowers actually attract pollinators that both the beans and cucumbers can share, right? That they both use. But the beans and a cucumber could also share a support, right? So when my family was in Maine, when my dad put a garden out, you know, we went big with the garden. It was like that saying, go big or go home. Well, we went big. Now, I've seen some gardens out there with some certain trellises, but my father would take an 8-foot section of chain link fence and put it at the end of certain beds. And that's where the cucumbers would grow. That's where the beans would grow. And it would be half and half. You wouldn't see the ugly look of it most of the year, but it would be there. But it was big. I mean, we're talking 8x8 section. It just covered them. You had cucumbers and beans all over, right? But you do that, and they can support each other while the beans are supporting the cucumbers by adding to the soil. Now, having the corn and cucumbers together can actually reduce cucumber insects by about 50%, right? Versus when a cucumber grows by itself. So having corn and cucumber together, they're going to work well to allow them to have less pests. Now, I mentioned with the peppers before, the nasturtium. You know, that one's a big one when it comes to cucumbers because it will trap, it's a trap plant, right? It will get the cucumber beetles, squash bugs, squash beetles, white flies, and aphids away from cucumbers. So it'll pull them away from the plant. And the nasturtium we're planting, it would be great to have the flowers because you'll get the pollinators. But it's that one right there is one that you plant just for the idea of helping protect. Another one that will repel the cucumber beetle, which a lot of people will get, would be planting radishes. You know, I'm actually a big fan of radishes. I love the tangy taste of them. I know a lot of people don't like them, but I'm a big one for that. So, a few more plants here I want to discuss. I think it's very beneficial for you to know going into next season which plants you can plant together versus, you know, which plants you shouldn't. I'm giving you a great list of what you should be planting together. And another day, another time, we'll talk about what not to plant together in the garden. But lettuce. Lettuce is a crop that you probably grow multiple times throughout the season. And so you really want it to be successful. But if you have insects, you have damage, it's going to cause it so you only have one growing season of it. So it's not just, you know, it's not just like we want it to be more than just once. It's not a one and done type plant. So lettuce loves alyssum, chives, garlic, onions, oregano, peas, radishes, and thyme. Now, I want to go into more detail here, but we're going to head to a break here. So if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where ICCars.com comes in. ICCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, ICCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit ICCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's ICCars.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Is your fridge covered in yellow sticky notes? Do you still use an old-fashioned calendar with so much writing on it you can't even read what you've written? Well, parents, listen up. If you're having trouble keeping up on your kids' soccer practices and after-school activities, tech expert Carly Knobloch has details on Amazon's Kindle Scribe.
They're going to love this new note-taking companion. It feels like writing on real paper. It's the Kindle Scribe. So imagine a Kindle, an e-ink reading device that everyone's familiar with, but now you can write on it. So it's a digital notebook that lets you take notes, create to-do lists, and plan your week all in one place. You can also convert handwritten notes to text, and you can also write in the margins of books that you're reading or on documents or PDFs that you're reading. So now you can really take notes wherever inspiration strikes.
Find the Kindle Scribe on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And love to hear from you guys. We're talking about companion plants in your veggie garden in particular right now. I've gone over a few. And before the break, I gave you an idea of lettuce, right? And I gave you the companion plants. Now I want to go over what they do to help that lettuce in particular. Now, alyssum. Alyssum is an annual type flower.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
For the lettuce, and what they do is they attract the pests away from the lettuce, and they'll also enhance overall crop productivity. Excuse me. So, it's just that, you know, all of these things kind of wind together, and I mentioned onions being one of these companion plants. Well, onions are also, they also need companion plants to be successful. So they're working together. Now, onions, they do well with beets, cabbage, carrots, chard, lettuce, as we mentioned, strawberries, and tomatoes. So having those guys might work to benefit them. You know, marigolds is another one. Marigolds is a very popular one as a companion plant. I didn't bring it up till now. I should have. Marigolds I think of as a pest, like a bunny repellent. But they can also be used on a number of plants to be their companion plant to help them as a pest control. You know, marigolds will actually reduce egg laying of the onion maggot fly on onions. Marigolds will also reduce nematodes in the soil and prevent root knot from like something like carrots, right? So it's, you know, the marigolds aren't for every plant, but there are multiple uses, not just a bunny repellent. A lot of people talk about when there's bunny issues, planting marigolds on the outside and keeping the bunnies out. Bunny's hungry enough, it's going to eat something, right? So one that I didn't really touch on, which is a very popular plant that everybody grows, almost everybody, is tomatoes. What plants grow well with tomatoes? Well, there's asparagus, there's basil, there's beans, there's borage, celery, marigolds again, parsley, radish, rosemary, thyme. Well, these guys are great ones to plant with your tomato plants. And so, you know, it's radish is on here a lot. That's making, I'm just saying radish. They're a go-to veggie here. Anyways, so what does the basil do? We you know, when I think of basil and a tomato, I think of the caprese salad. I think of the tomato, basil, and mozzarella, and some vinaigrette right on there. That just making me hungry right now, but that basil will, again, make the tomato healthier. It releases volatiles that prime the tomato's defense system and will actually enhance its responding to when there's an issue and a pest attacks it. So it's kind of like it's armor, if you will. It's protecting and helping that tomato plant be stronger. A couple others real quick. Borage, they attract the parasitic wasp that attacks aphids and the hornworm. It also attracts pollinators and enhances the tomato growth, taste, and disease resistance when intercropped. And then radishes is another trap crop for the flea beetles and the pest of a young tomato seedling. So just some cool stuff to discuss. We got to take another break. We'll be back in a few.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust. In an easy-to-digest segment, when it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
60 seconds of service.
Army veteran Tony Johnson plays a leading role in monthly food distribution events coordinated by the nonprofit Soldiers Angels. Each gathering provides roughly 75 pounds of groceries to veteran families in the Orlando area, many of whom are struggling with rising costs and limited resources. Johnson helps manage logistics, welcome attendees, and distribute goods with dignity and warmth. He sees these events not merely as charity, but as a way to build community resilience, ensuring veterans and their families know they're not alone.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to understand the in-depth politics and profits that will be sweeping the United States in the wake of Trump's Venezuela adventure, join us on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can text or call that number. You can also email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I want to welcome all the new listeners that are out there. We got a bunch of new stations that have joined us as of the beginning of the year. So welcome. I am here to help you out with all your gardening problems. And it's not just problems. I'd love to hear your successes. Everybody learns from each other's, you know, issues when it comes to the garden and their successes. Now, everybody should learn from other issues too to move on, but that's a different show, different topic. But I'm here to help you out. Call us, email us, whichever, and we'll talk about it on the show and give you some ideas of what you could be doing. We're really talking about thinking spring. Where I am in New England, it feels like this past week it snowed a bunch. We did have a bit of a warm-up, which was nice, but the beginning of the week in the previous week was real cold and snowy. And so I've just been thinking of ways to forget about what's going on outside, right? That's snow. Oof. You know, I know it serves a purpose, and I know not everybody in the country gets snow. But when you have it, it's just like, it's a downer. So let's think of some happy thoughts. Let's think of some good things to think about for this upcoming spring. Now, before we get into some more details of what you can be doing this time of year, if you want to listen to a previous show or you want to hear parts of this show that you might have missed, on Monday afternoons, everything's released to a podcast, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be Apple or Spotify. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to find it. We have a couple 2 hours per week come out, and you'll be able to get it, like I said, Monday afternoons, and then you can hear the show on your time, right? So let's move on. Let's think about what we can be doing in January. Well, I look at it from things that I can do in Massachusetts. I feel like there's not much I can do, especially with the snow on the ground. But if you're in an area that doesn't have snow on the ground and you have a garden that you're thinking about getting ready, maybe you're a little more south to the soil than where the snow line is. Think about what you can do to your garden, whether it be, you know, fill in some of those garden spaces, whether it be, you know, statues, lighting, or someplace to attract birds. We mentioned earlier with the hornworm how it doesn't, when there are a lot of birds in the area, it usually doesn't exist because they're being picked off. Well, if you can create an area now for the birds to be attracted to that garden, think about what it's going to do to benefit your plants long term. Now, if you have blueberries, you have certain plants, you might not want to attract the birds there because blueberries, they love to eat those berries and a number of other plants as well. So some give and take here. You can also start to, if you're in an area where the ground is, you know, not frozen, you know, in the south, this would be a good time to put some organic fertilizers in the garden to get it ready for that next season. Adding the nutrients, adding organic material might be beneficial for you. New England, northern part of the country, we're probably still waiting about 3-4 months before we get into that. But it's something to be thinking about. What we've been talking about is companion plants, but what else can you decide and begin planning for your garden in 2026? Is it a, you know, English garden? Is it a rose garden? Is it a perennial garden? Is it a garden that helps reduce mosquitoes because you're sick of going outside and having them all over you? You know, those are some things to be thinking about where we want to get these things done now. Think about it. And say, all right, I'm going to have this ready for next season. Right? So it's also a good time. Your garden centers out there are resetting. They're getting into that next season. A lot of them have just gotten done with Christmas. They've cleaned up a lot of it. They're getting their new indoor inventory in stock. And so go to a garden center that has a big greenhouse. Walk around. It's always 70 degrees in a nice greenhouse at a garden center, right? Or at least it should be, just about 70. You can walk around there, see all the new plants. You know, houseplants are a big one during the winter months. And what we consider a houseplant in the northern part of the country might be just a plant that's outside in the southern part of the country. And so, hey, you're in Florida, you're in Georgia, Texas, you might be able to go to the garden center and see some of these. Whereas we got to go into a greenhouse and to warm up, but to also see some of these plants. It's a great time of year to invest in some of those houseplants. They do wonders for yourself, the feel, the air, and just an overall just good feeling that plants bring to your home. All right. The other thing you can be doing is a lot of garden centers are, they still have herbs in their garden centers, right? They're not big ones, they're smaller ones, but maybe it's like, oh, maybe I have a windowsill that I can use. Maybe I have a very sunny window. I want to have some herbs inside and grab them from a garden center. Right. I know the garden center I work for, Mahoney's Garden Center, we have herbs throughout the year. You know, they've really made a push to make sure more herbs are there because you can use them all year, depending upon how you take care of them, right? So, just something to be looking at when you go to a garden center near you. The other thing is, maybe it's time to repot some of those houseplants that you had, right? You didn't do it this fall when you brought the plants indoors because it was going to be too cold. You said, you know what? I'm going to wait. Well, what are you waiting for now? There's not much going on outside. You can't really mow the lawn. You can't do some of those things out here. Why don't you repot your houseplants that have outgrown those pots? You know, usually go up just one more size. If you're going from a 6-inch pot, you go from a 6 to an 8. You don't go from a 6 to a 12. You go to a 6 to a 7, 8, maybe a 10. You'll only go up that next size because we don't want to overwhelm your plant. We also don't want it to just stay in that area. We want it to expand. So that's why we want to repot some of our plants. Now, in areas that haven't gotten snow, or maybe the snow's thawing out because we've had some warm weather. If you have some of the leaves on your lawn still, maybe it's a good opportunity to clean up those areas. You know, I have in my yard, we did a lot of work. For those of you just learning, you're just joining us on the show, I did a lot of work on my outside over the past couple months. We took down probably close to 40 trees. I would say 75% plus had some sort of issues. We're near wetlands, so a lot of them had soggy roots and were starting to fall. So we wanted to protect the area. And I couldn't get all the trees that I wanted to get taken down. Well, a couple weeks ago, I swear it was like hurricane force winds in our area. I had a couple trees on the opposite side of the property that had some damage. They had some branches fall. One of them, the top fell. Basically, it hasn't fallen yet, but it's split. And it's coming down. Just haven't, where it's at in the location, I just can't get to it. But we have a lot of sticks. We have a lot of debris on the house. So with some of that warm up, or if you have a cleaned area where it's not a lot of snow and you can get to them, clean up some of that debris and get it off the lawn.
right? The leaves as well. We've talked about one of the reasons why we don't leave the leaves on the lawn. We leave the leaves in the gardens. We don't leave them on the lawn because it can, in the long term, it can cause snow mold. It can cause other types of fungus going on your lawn. And so cleaning them up while you have a chance over the next couple months, if there's no snow on the ground, clean those things up. Because I know, at least in the area that I am, that windstorm we had, there were a lot of trees that fell in the area. And so I know a lot of you probably have some of those same things. Okay. So what else can we really be doing? You know, the big thing here is just planning out. I look at, you know, a lot of different websites with different veggies and herbs to look at. I love looking at the Burpee website. You know, Burpee website has so much information about each individual variety of fruit or veggie. Now you can go in with tomatoes. There's like hundreds of different varieties. And it has particular information about each. It is a huge database of information. I use it so often to get information, not only to pass to you, but just in general knowledge, right? So spending these winter months preparing for spring to make it so it's not so down in the dumps. January is one of the worst months in the year when it comes to how people feel. A lot of people get more depressed, right? It's colder.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Not to listen to him for years. But it was just one of those moments where it was like, this is why I'm doing this. To really just help everybody out. So, Mr. Vassipololi, I just butchered your name. I've practiced the last name for 100 times. I'm glad you're listening. Any questions ever, let me know. We'll help you out. Now we're going to take a break, come back, wrap up the show. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety.
It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iccars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's Carl Brower Cars on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now, I think we had a great show about thinking about the future for the spring. And went into some details that I really haven't discussed before.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.